The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bone, producer Hope, coming out of Webster this morning, had some fog. Like, I had to drive slow, and all of a sudden, here comes the deers running across. Ooh, out of the fog. I'm like, defensive driving. Was there any fog on your drive-in?
There was not, but I'll tell you, late last night, when I was running my son around for track, I watched a deer jump into the front of a car on the inner loop.
What do you mean into the front? Like
was running, the car was driving on the inner loop, and right in front, it was like three cars in front of me, and the deer just bang, like the car wasn't even there. But I think they get into these city surroundings. Like, what the heck was that thing doing in the inner loop?
Did it bounce off? Did the car crash? Did the car keep going?
Well, it pulled over. I mean, obviously, but yeah, everybody seemed okay, but the deer's just running. Mm. So sometimes you think you're somewhere where, oh, deer don't run here. I'm all set. I never look for deer on the inner loop, ever. You'd think on the back way or on your way home, you know, on your way from
Webster. Yeah, deer's gone wild. Yeah.
But they get in here in the city and they're all over the place.
Luckily, I avoided it, and I hope everybody's okay with you witnessed, but luckily I avoided the deer this morning coming out of the fog, because that's where you just got to... You got to react quick. You got to be on your toes, alert. And last night I needed some fresh air therapy. So right before, when does it get dark? Was it 6-ish? So 5:36?
4:30 to 5.
Okay. Well, seriously. Then maybe I started earlier. I felt like it wasn't too bad. It was about 58. So I'm like, let me get some fresh air therapy. I'm going to go for a walk. While I'm walking, I'm doing really good. Like, my body wanted to get out. And then it started getting dark. I'm like, okay, I got to get back home. All right, so I'm starting to walk back home. And do you ever listen to your inner voice? Please do. So I'm walking, and as it's getting darker, I'm like, man, I feel someone coming up behind me. I don't hear anything. And then you're like, just keep walking. It's your magic. And I just stop. Sure enough, out of the darkness, here comes a guy on a bike, all in camo, right?
What the heck?
And I go into my Cobra Kai, you know, breakdown pose, and he's like, whoa, easy. I go, well, why don't you let me know you're coming up on the side?
Yeah,
you know, I'm on the sidewalk. Right. What are we gonna do, buzz by me, kick me? What are we gonna do? And he's nervous, and I'm like, dude, if you're coming, it was dark, he's in camo, hey, coming up on your left,
that's it,
hey, ring ring, coming up your left, cool. But my inner voice told me like something's coming behind me, so I turn and here comes it, here this thing speeding at me.
You could have, like, threw your arm out. And
I could have clotheslined him.
That's right.
As a natural self-defense mechanism.
Yeah, you don't know.
It's crazy. Please, be polite. Let people know you're coming up on them. Because sometimes it's a jogger. I mean, I'm only walking. Nice, brisk walk. But still, if they're coming faster, just let them know.
Is there, like, a universal thing? Because I don't ride a bike. But is there, like, some sort of universal, like some noise? Like you do on the golf course. 4!
Yeah. Usually it's left. Come up your left.
Okay.
And a ring, ring, something, especially when it's dark.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So, I've been avoiding things. I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
Things come in threes. I avoided the biker last night, coming up, sneaking up behind me. I avoided the deer out of the fog this morning.
Oh, boy.
All right, today.
Make sure nothing looks like it's hanging loosely above your head this morning.
Yeah.
You look okay so far.
Thank you. Good. Wishing you safety, but pay attention because you got to be on the defense, either driving or walking or on a bike for sure. Coming up, more winning. It's all about winning this week with your Bee Morning Coffee Club. It's all about the lights, the music, the big smiles for you to win next. You decided I'm going to control the TV and your husband started blushing?
Well, I didn't decide. You ever just start watching something and you're like, what's this about? There was a show on called The Real Full Monty. All right? It's The Real Full Monty. Now, with that being said, these were like B-list stars. They were all men. And it was all to raise awareness for prostate and colorectal cancer. So this is how they chose. Okay. But the show was 2 hours long. It was a 2-hour special. Each of them had a touching story, how, you know, how they were stripping down to stand up for cancer, how cancer affected them in their lives. Bottom line is, it didn't need to be 2 hours. So when I realized I was deep in on this, it was already an hour. And my husband came in and he was like, "What are you watching?" And there's these guys on TV being instructed on how to do a strip tease. And there was a woman there who was like, "Okay, do this, do that." He goes, "What are you watching?" He went for the remote. He went for the remote. I go, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing?" And he goes, "Well, you're not watching this, are you?" I go, "I already have an hour invested in this. Now I want to see the strip show. Now I've got to wait till the end. I've already invested the time. Yes, it was dumb. No, it didn't need to be 2 hours. But now I need my payoff. You know what I mean?" And it was Anthony Anderson, Tay Diggs, Tyler Posey, Bruno, that guy, one of the judges.
Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. James Vanderbeek, who actually on the show revealed that he had cancer and that he's been going through treatment for cancer. So it was touching. Everybody's story was very touching. I get the whole premise of the show was just to bring awareness. So people would stop and watch it and be so shocked and then be like, "Oh, you're right." And it was supposed to be talking to just men, not to be embarrassed. And so as a result, these guys got through their embarrassment and got fully naked.
Now, was it fully naked or they have Speedos on underneath?
They did, but then those came off in front of a live crowd.
Whoa!
Yeah, obviously we on TV did not get to see the full, but they did. They were fully, it was it.
Wow, I didn't
and
know.
It was all, and it took 2 hours to get there. Took 2 hours. I'll never get that time in my life
back.
No,
you won't get it back. That's so funny. No wonder Steve was blushing. I saw the previews, the full Monty.
Oh, you did?
I didn't know, though, really the whole premise of it, so thank you. And I didn't realize, I thought they went down to little skibby-jibby.
And then at the end they go, woo, and they rip them off.
Wow.
Yeah, and the whole thing was, we are going to totally do this for awareness. So, you know, if we can do this, men, you can go get screened. Mm-hmm. Don't be, you know, ashamed. Don't let it go. Make sure you get it handled. So, I mean, the cause of the show was a good cause. I get it. 2 hours, though. And I did. I was like, okay, I'm in it now.
Now I want the payoff.
I watched. There was way too much rehearsal time for this show. Way too much rehearsal. But they did it. And I guess, you know, finally they did what they were supposed to do.
Okay. And what was it's the full Monty or what's the
it's whole? Called the real full Monty.
The real full Monty. Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Get your car load of family and friends to experience the 2024 Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills. Call number 19, the real full Monty. TJ says it was for a good cause and she wouldn't turn it off even though her husband was blushing. The real full Monty is the answer. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe, producer Hope. Ryan, where are you listening to us right now?
I'm in Williamson, New York.
All right. On your way to work?
Kids to school.
Hey, what are their names? Let's give them a shout out.
I got Kenny, Kellen, and Katie.
All right. Good morning. Coolest day. Driving the kids to school, and your call number 19, the world's easiest contest. TJ got caught watching a show making her husband blush. What was that show?
It made me blush, but she's talking about the full Monty. The real full Monty.
That's correct. And it was all for a great cause. It is to raise awareness of prostate and colorectal cancer and how it's important for you guys not to be nervous, not to be embarrassed, and to go get screened.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, congratulations! The whole carload.
Okay, thank you so much.
Whole carload gets to go see the Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills.
Sweet. Exciting.
It is exciting. I remember last year my wife and I were just like, it was almost like 4th of July, seeing all those lights. There's a million lights there.
Yeah.
And of course, you can get tickets at roclights.com. You got the carload, and tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. I love the B Morning Coffee Club. It's just fun. I mean, the music's great. You guys just keep me going, keep me laughing, and entertain me for an hour car ride.
Wow, an hour car ride. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning routine. And there's more winning on the way. Tell your family, friends, coworkers. Coming up at 7:25, Megan Moroney concert tickets coming to CMAC. They go on sale this Friday, but you can win them before you can buy them. That's at 7:25, WBEE. Could be you winning big.